Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's April 10, 2023. Tonight, we are doing practice on our hollow reed and custom invocations. I want to thank everyone who is showing up live. Right now, I'm seeing in the window, we've got Angela, Bree, Carmen, Cass and Jim, Eric, James, Jeannie, Laura, Marilyn, that's a new name, Nikki, Pam, Patricia, Renate, haven't seen you in a while. Welcome back. Stephanie, also looks like a new name. And somebody just jumped around, and if someone just jumped in, they might be out of order. Oh, Kathy just came in. Hi, Kathy. So welcome to all of you who are here live, and thanks to all of you who are here on the recording. So happy to see each and every one of you. So tonight, as advertised, we're going to do some of the more specialized invocations beyond the usual embodied awakening and healing versions. These invocations, of course, are all covered in my book, Instant Divine Assistance, which I encourage you to get, certainly, if you haven't got that already. That's the definitive layout of all that stuff. And what I'd like to do, as always, is begin our work with the usual setup. We're going to call the directions, call in the allies, set up the container, get to embodied awakening first, and then we'll dive into these specialty invocations. You'll have a good chance to practice and make sure you're really understanding how to work with these awesome tools. So, as always, I ask for your complete and undivided attention. Please do only this, because we're all going to be holding a field together, and your focus on what we're doing helps everyone else keep their focus too. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask to be cleared from the field, and that will be fine. And that little blurb tells me that I forgot to disable unmuting. We are good now, so there won't be any more sound interruptions until it's time for them. And there will be opportunities definitely for feedback and questions as we go. Kathy says, greetings to all, and greetings back to you, Kathy. Alrighty, with all that said, let's do it. Please close your eyes and become aware of your whole body at once. Just feel the overall feeling of it. And now add on any awareness you have of the energy body in and or around you. Just get your baseline. Good. So now just relax and be passive. I'm going to call the directions, call the allies, set up the container, and just notice if anything feels like it's changing. By the way, if you don't have the ability yet to feel the energy part of you, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Huichi. I am that I am. For myself, I call my own embodied awakening, unconditional love, Christ consciousness, and service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mauna Loa. We call Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway. We call Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All righty, we have a good container. Anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now. Yeah, it feels good. Thank you. Now we're going to do embodied awakening. We got at least a couple of new folks here, so I'll explain what we're doing. In embodied awakening, you invite your higher self to merge with you in your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You won't get more than you're ready for. It's kind of like your body's a car and your ego moves from the driver's seat to the passenger seat so your divine can drive. You can take the wheel again at any point if you care, if you wish to, if you don't like the divine's driving. So it's instantly reversible. So there's no risk. If you, when you're in embodied awakening, the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. The benefits of embodied awakening include: there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much mentally, there's just more intuitive knowing, and there is full body euphoria, all good stuff. So if you're willing to do that, let's give it a shot. So you're about to speak to your higher self. Do this out loud if you can, silently if you must. Please speak to your higher self now with these words: maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and become passive. If you feel energy moving, your only job is to passively feel the energy doing its thing on its own. That's your higher self coming in. It is self-directed. So let it do its thing. If you don't feel energy moving, that's okay. Just feel your breath come and go whenever it wants to. No breath control, please. This passivity includes the following. Please do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Whatever happens is fine. If you get distracted, at some point you'll notice that. And then just gently return your attention to passively feeling energy or breath. If the distraction is still around, no problem. Let it hang out in the background. And try to do this with the minimum effort needed to feel anything. So you might even try dropping to no effort at all for a moment with me. Whatever happens is fine. And now, staying at zero effort, just notice, is there still awareness of that energy or breath, even without trying? If there is, zero is enough. If not, add barely enough effort back to feel energy or breath. Once you're in embodied awakening, as I said earlier, there will be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It'll be peaceful, and this will all be effortless. So we'll leave a moment. It feels to me like a lot of folks are in embodied awakening already. If so, just relax and enjoy it. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone else to get there or as close as they can. You don't have to get all the way there, not required, but the more in embodied awakening you are, the easier all these other invocations will be to do. Everything is better in embodied awakening. Alrighty, so just notice how you feel. If you can remember back to when I had you check in at the start to your body and how it felt then, and the energy body, see how it feels now. Okay, so hollow reed invocation. I'm going to first demonstrate it. So I'm going to flow hollow reed energy to everybody who's hearing me, whether you're live or on the recording. So just relax and once again, notice how you feel. And I'll demonstrate how it works without explaining it first. Just feel it. Allies, please flow the highest good energy through me to each person who's participating in this call, either live or on the recording, starting now. Thank you. Okay, so it's flowing now. And I can feel a whole bunch of branches going out to each person receiving the unique energy for their highest good. Higher self can do this with no problem because Benjamin doesn't have to. I don't even know exactly how many people it's going to here at ego level, but it doesn't matter. My higher self is already aware beyond time and space of all the people that are ever going to experience this call, and it's sending it to each and every one of you. It's worth noting that my hands are palms down on my legs. I'm not making any physical gestures at all. I am not doing any effort of any kind other than what I'm telling you and passively noting the energy coming in the crown and going out the front of the body through various chakras. See if you can feel the incoming energy. And to receive it optimally, you got to stay fully passive and just let it come in. Based on the bliss I'm feeling, a lot of you are opening and receiving it because the more this good energy goes out and is received by others, the more wonderful energy I get as an instant reward from the divine levels, as will you shortly. Okay. Allies, thank you. Please now terminate the flow of that specific holoread invocation. But of course, leave me connected to the group. All right. So very quickly, I'd love to see if there's any feedback on any experience anyone had. So unmuting is allowed, or you can type in the chat. So just love a super quick bit of feedback. Did you feel anything just then as I was acting as a holoread from the folks on the live call? Don't be shy. It's okay to also say you didn't feel anything. I want a genuine, honest feedback of what happened or did not happen.
Yeah. Hi.
Oh,
gosh. I see. I want to stay out there with all of it. I don't want to come back and give you feedback yet. But man, that was fabulous. It was just, I was just covered in light and happy. And my soul was up there singing.
Oh, sweet. All right. Yeah. Thank you for the feedback, Patricia.
Thank you.
Thanks. And I'm getting some chat. Let me get back to the top of the people who are chatting. Angela said, yes, definitely. Gina says, amazing, felt it immediately. Okay, good. So that was a demonstration of how you can holler read a whole bunch of people at once. No problem. Even if you don't know who they are. Because I don't know how many people are going to hear this after I record it. But my higher self does. Okay, so let's have you do it. So the way holoread invocation works is I kind of demonstrated, but you're just going to say, please flow the energy through me to serve so-and-so's highest good. And then you just relax and here it comes. Couldn't be simpler. So you need to pick someone you want to flow to. If you're new at this, I recommend flowing to someone you have good feelings about. So let's start with that. So just pick the person or being. It can be an animal, it can be a place, but you know, most people find it easier to send to a person, but whatever you feel something or someone you would really like to have nice energy go to. You don't have to know what that energy is, and in fact you probably don't, but the idea here is to know that your higher self knows exactly what the recipient needs and it's going to deliver it. So hopefully you've picked it by now. Let's give it a shot. So once again, close your eyes. Feel your body and your energy body all together. So it's good to be in embodied awakening before you do it, if possible. Once again, here's the checklist. Is all the true following? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. If that's a yes, you're already there. Good. If not, then say, repeat after me, if you're not there, maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. And be super passive. Just give it a moment to top you off the best it can. The more passive you are, the better it's going to work. Mm-hmm. The field's getting really nice. A lot of y'all are taking in some good energy here. Okay, that feels topped off. Well done. Okay, so now you've picked your destination. And again, you're going to talk to your higher self to get this going. So repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to name of person or destination's highest good. Starting now, thank you. So now you do nothing. You relax, you become passive. Because your personality's not doing this. To be explicit, you are not visualizing. You are not imagining. You are not moving your hands as if you're sending energy through your hands. You are not doing anything except being a passive piece of pipe. You are letting your higher self, in its far greater wisdom, flow energy in the top of your head and out the front of your body to the destination. And millisecond by millisecond, your higher self is adjusting that flow in real time to give the recipient or recipients exactly what it or they need in real time. So you just relax. And I'll describe progressively what one might feel. First, you might feel nothing at all. And that's okay. If you're not super sensitive to energy, just relax and rest in. If you feel any energy, you feel it. If not, just feel your breath come and go and know that the energy is working. You might have an awareness of energy coming in the top of your head and out the front of your body. That may be as far as it goes. That's fine. Just feel that running if it's your awareness. You might even just have a rough sense of, I kind of feel something different happening in my body, and that's fine too. Some people might additionally feel the energy beam flowing from them out to the destination, just a sense of there's a beam going out to destination, but I kind of lose track of the beam before it gets to the person. I'll just say person for the destination. Some people who are even more sensitive will feel the destination. They'll feel the energy connecting with that person and note the energy shifts in the person as they receive it. Some people, even more sensitive, will feel themselves as that person and feel the effect it's having on them. It can even happen at an even deeper level that you experience a merging with the recipient and you lose any sense of a beam of energy at all. There's a sense of blending. And that can be a fabulous blessing to the recipient. So whatever of those levels you're at, any of them is fine. Just let it run itself. To reiterate again, any ego effort will shut this down. So no visualizing, no imagining, no active sending, no pointing of palms. Just chill out and let your higher self do it through you. Something lovely happens while you're doing this. You receive simultaneous blessing as you bless the other. The universe operates on munai. That's a Quechua word. It means sacred reciprocity. If you are being the conduit for highest good energy to someone else, at the very same time, the divine is sending down an additional beam of energy just for you. And it's coming in the top of your head also and going to kind of light you up. So that's why you often feel better after the end of a flow than you did when you started. So that's probably long enough. So just ask your higher self, please go ahead and wrap up that flow, please. And would love feedback. So once again, feel free to unmute yourself and either speak if you wish, or if you'd rather just type, that's fine. I'd love to know what actually just happened for some of you guys. Bree, hi. So Bree, your mic is unmuted, but I can't hear you. and you just mute it again. Okay. Someone else. Anyone care to share their experience just then? Sanmati just typed instant good feeling. Fabulous. Anyone else care to share? Angela, hi.
Yes. As usual, pulsating throughout my whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel the energy moving, definitely. It makes me lightheaded at times.
Mm-hmm. You know why?
Do what?
You know why you're lightheaded?
Why?
Because your head is full of light.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Literally.
I like feeling lightheaded.
Me too. Great. Thank you for the feedback. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Anybody else care to share? And you can share even if you felt nothing. So, hey, Bree. So, Bree, once again, I see that your mic is active and I hear nothing at all. I don't know what's going on your end, but you might check to see if you somehow are muted on your end. And you're certainly welcome to just type if your mic isn't working. And Bree says, oh, no, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, that's okay. I would just love to know what your experience was. Even just, I felt it or I didn't feel it. Something like that would be great. Laura says, I sent the energy to my cat. Sweet. Did you feel something, Laura, when you sent that energy? Bree says, energy coming through my heart. Fabulous. I'm glad. A little note from Laura, if you had any experience of energy as that was, she says yes, so she did feel it. Patricia types, had a golden field of light sent to my soul group. Awesome, limitless. Did not want to come back to this plane. I get it, that bliss can be extreme. Bree says, I will get my mic fixed. You know I love talking. LOL. Yeah. Would love to hear your voice, Bree. Okay, so it sounds like people are feeling it. That's fabulous. Okay. All right. So now let's take it up a notch. So Patricia sent it to her soul group, which is a whole lot of beings. So now I'm going to have you send to several people. So just imagine, here's some examples of what I send to when I do my little Mesa sitting in the morning. I might send to, like Spirit Song has a number of family members and their beloveds. I send to all of them at once. I'll send to my entire nuclear and extended family at once. I have a group of friends. I send to all of them at once. I send to all the light workers on the planet at once. You know, you can go whatever scale you want. So those are some ideas. So take a moment and think of a group of people, you know, at least three, who you want to send to at the same time. And again, all you have to say is highest good. And it doesn't matter how many you're sending to. To give you the ultimate example, at the end of my Mesa sitting, the last thing I send is, please send highest good energy to all beings everywhere. And that's all the universes. And that's a number beyond even counting, and the energy still goes. So there is literally no limit to how many beings you can send to at a time. But use a number you're comfortable with. You know, you can take baby steps here and then get more numbers as you get more comfortable. So I'm going to leave you just a moment to decide which people you're sending to. All right, let's try this. Okay, so now we're going to do it again. So here we go. Repeat after me, talking to your higher self, spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me. Two, and now identify the group of people you're sending to. And I think I put highest good in there, but just to be safe, I'll say for their highest good. Starting now, thank you. And same drill as before, just relax, let the energy flow. We'll let it flow a moment longer. Remember to be absolutely passive, except for the awareness of the energy coming through you. Let your higher self do it and use you as the conduit. All right, just a few more seconds. I can feel some of you don't want to stop. Okay, wrap it up. Just ask your higher self to please stop the flow. And once again, would love feedback. Unmute yourself and let me know, or type in the chat. Would love to know what the experience of sending to multiple beings was like. Looks like everybody on the live call is on Zoom and not the phone, so you can just hit your mic icon and unmute. Or type in the chat. Would love, you know, one or two feedback at least. So Pam types, felt amazing energy flowing through my heart. Angela said, felt the same for me. Awesome. Really, 20 people on the call and not a single person is willing to talk and tell me what they felt. Bree says, I started to feel it coming back. Marilyn says, it felt expansive. Sweet. So I think, Bree, you said, I started to feel it coming back. Does that mean that you felt energy returning to you from the people you were sending to? Could you clarify that? Bree, I can hear you now. Yes, thank you.
Yay! Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Yes. So I started to, with the first one too, I wanted to tell you that as well. When I just sent it to one person, it seems like after a little bit, after I can feel the pull from, it's not uncomfortable or anything, but it just feels like a pulling from my heart center. And mm-hmm. then after a while, it starts to feel kind of like a euphoric, like it's coming back.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it coming back right back into your heart, or is it coming back through your crown, or where is it coming back from?
I feel it coming back through my heart.
Fascinating. Okay. Interesting. I wouldn't have expected that, but do you still feel good and energy feels proper and sweet?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Good feedback.
You're welcome.
I now want to know from the folks, do you feel energized or depleted right now? Do you feel like right now you have more energy than when we started these exercises or less? You can type just more or less in the chat, or you can talk. Hey, Bree.
Hi. So I've been sick all day today. I haven't had any energy because I've taken allergy pills. I feel the most energized right now that I've been feeling all day. So I feel more energized.
Great. Thank you for the feedback. And there's a lot of people in the chat. Pam says more. Patricia says, I feel blissful. Jeannie says more. Marilyn says more, which confirms the way I believe it works is none of your personal energy is being used. So it's divine energy, which is infinite, literally, right? And because, as I said, when you flow highest good to others, you get more for you. You actually may end up with more than you started with. It's fabulous, okay? Patricia says, I just want to float up and out and rise among the clouds. Sweet. Well, Patricia, we need to work on keeping you in your body while we do the work. I'm glad you're so blissed out. She says, oh, darn. I mean, you can go out of body if you want, but, you know, fundamental to how I teach is it's all fine to be able to bliss out and leave your body, but then you're not functional in 3D. And I'm a huge advocate of your bliss can come to you and be with you in your body. You don't have to leave. I understand the impulse and the habit. She's giving me a big smiley face. Okay. I mean, you can do it if you want to. You've got free will, but that's just my own bias. Bree says, is it weird that it came back through my heart center? I wouldn't say weird. I would say it's not what I would have expected. My vision was that the higher self would send energy in through your crown. But as I visualize, or not really, as I just kind of feel into your situation, okay, what I'm getting as a channel is they're saying they're sending it in through your heart center because that's where you receive energy most easily. You receive it more easily there apparently than through your crown. So they're giving you back energy through the point of easiest access. So that's what came back intuitively on that. And there ain't nothing wrong with it. And Bree says that makes total sense. Okay, good. Sweet. You're welcome, Bree. She said thank you. Okay, good. All right, so that's that invocation. Now let's work some custom invocations. And I'll just mention we're not going to do this as practice, but you can even send highest good energy to what some people would call an enemy. My preferred term is an adversarial ally. And this can actually, if you got someone you're having ongoing issues with, one of the best ways to diffuse that can be just to ask for highest good energy to flow to this person you really don't like or even might feel terrible about. Okay. But it can, now again, you can't do it saying flow highest good energy to this adversarial ally so they'll treat me nicer. You can't do it with a selfish motive. Okay. You have to do it the best you can from an unconditional place of just whatever their highest good is, let's serve it. There can be a residual side effect of them changing behavior and attitude, but that's not why you're doing it. If you get that, it's just like a bonus. What can and frequently does happen when you flow to an adversarial ally is that whatever, in other words, you wouldn't be bothered by this person energetically if they weren't capitalizing on some unhealed wound or trauma inside you. Okay. And flowing to them can get that thing stirred up. So if you do that and you feel that stirring up and even after you finish the flow, if you still feel that that challenging energy in the field, then just do a healing invocation, maximum healing that serves highest good, please, and have your higher self clear what got stirred up. And actually, one of the best ways to accomplish energetic healing and come to peace with those you're in conflict with is to do that. And then if things get stirred up, like I said, just do healing invocation and flush that out. So I didn't want to do that tonight as part of this exercise, but you can if you want. And I cover all that in my book too. All right, so custom invocation means you call in whatever you want. I like to imagine a divine bar up there with about a million beer taps, big old beer handles, they pull it and the beer comes out. And all the flavors of anything you want are right there. You know, on order, 24/7, free of charge. Just ask for it and down it comes. So your job now is to ask yourself, what kind of energy do you want? And I need to, because this comes up when I do this, distinguish between energy and law of attraction. You're not flowing in a new house or a new car. Okay, that's law of attraction work. What we're doing here is we're calling in a particular energetic shift. You're going to be asked to saturate it with the maximum amount of a certain kind of energy that serves highest good. You might say maximum bliss, maximum physical vitality, maximum alertness, maximum unconditional love, whatever you want to feel in your body is what you call it. And anything you could imagine is fair game. So take a moment and just decide on this first round, what kind of energy do you want to call in? I'll leave you a moment to decide. All right. So once again, just start by feeling how you feel. Feel the body and the energy body all together. Notice if you're in embodied awakening. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. If you're not, repeat after me now, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Give it just a moment to top you off. As much as you can receive right now for highest good. Good. All right. So now let's do this. When I say the words fill in the blank, That's when you're going to name the flavor of energy you want. So please repeat after me, again out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum, fill in the blank. That serves highest good, please. That's it. Relax and let it come in. Ooh, yeah. I recommend opening to it completely, 100%. Your higher self is monitoring you very carefully. It's only going to give you as much as you can hold. So you are not going to get overwhelmed. Just relax and you'll get just like the Goldilocks and the Middle Bear, just the right amount. Let it flow just a moment longer. Okay, you should have got your fill by now. So once again, what happened? Unmute and talk to me or type in the chat. Let me know if you felt the energy come in and how you might feel different now than before you started. So Angela typed, I am feeling way lighter. Good. Anyone else want to tell me how they feel now? Marilyn says, I feel blissful. I'm going to assume that the experience is corresponding to what you called in. If you called one thing and got another, let me know that. Or if you called and got nothing, whatever. I'm happy to hear all kinds. Because as a teacher, it helps me. You know, if people are not getting the result I think, then it helps me to know that. Okay, Bree, hi.
Hi. So I called in divine love. Mm-hmm. And again, right away, my heart center just electrified. So worked perfectly for me and instantly.
Good. Sweet. Well done. Thank you for the feedback. All right. Anyone else got a feedback before we do another round here?
I called unconditional love. I had to search because I'm trying to really, you know, take care of business. But unconditional love to definitely an adversarial person, I think very poorly of. And it was funny because I didn't realize the light was beautiful and it was great, but I had a little hurdle in myself, which was weird, you know, because I don't like this person. And it's not a person really close to me, but, you know, it's funny, but I'm glad I did it, you know, I'm glad.
And is that what you just did on this last round?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So just as a technical note, you actually did another hollow read. But we've actually moved on to the custom invocation now.
Oh, okay.
but I'm glad you did that. And so do you feel any residual challenging energy now for having done that?
Oh, no, I feel awesome. Okay, good. I feel awesome. And it's, you know, because spirit loves. Spirit care about the stupid petty stuff. The spirit loves, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, God is love. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, true. Okay, thank you. I'm actually glad you did the wrong thing so someone could report back about flowing to an adversary ally. Well done. So Jeannie, hang on a second. I need to scroll up to get to the recent chats. Jan typed, I am not feeling any energy. I am working with it every day and I wonder what I'm doing that's not allowing it. Mm. Okay, that is a little beyond the scope of what we can do on a group call, Jan, but I'm happy to work that with you. We do several calls per month where there's an opportunity to work with me one-on-one on stuff like that. So often when people do that, they just aren't being passive enough. And they're in some way trying to make something happen, even subtly. So all I can say is once you do that invocation, just be as absolutely, completely passive as you can. And beyond that, I don't know what to say in this context beyond that. But thank you for letting me know that. I want to help you feel this stuff. Genie types, I called in a new reality where I have the qualities of that new reality and I'm too blissed out to speak and I'm letting it continue. That sounds good. Reese said, that's amazing, Genie. Great idea. Yeah. In fact, I just recorded my weekly podcast, Awaken, Heal, and Thrive, where I talk about my experience of moving into 5D in my last ayahuasca ceremony. So that was a very new reality. So it was pretty amazing. So you'll have to watch that to see about that. Okay. Any other feedback from anybody? And remember, it's safe to ask for anything, any kind of energy you want, no holds barred. And if it doesn't serve your highest good, any of it, you won't get any. And if you can only get so much, then they'll only give you as much as you can handle. So let's do one more round of custom invocation. And custom doesn't mean you're saying naughty words. Ha, ha, ha. So, so think about another flavor of energy you'd really like to be saturated with right now, just as much as serves your highest good to hold. I'll give you a moment to pick it. Okay, so let's do it. Once again, I'm going to say, fill in the blank, and it'll be your job to do that. Here we go. Maximum. Fill in the blank. That serves highest good, please. Please be completely passive. Relax. You are a sponge. The energy soaking in is water. Just let it saturate you. If even dropping to zero effort, you can still feel it coming in. Stay at zero. Otherwise, use the bare minimum effort needed to feel the incoming energy. No effort means don't visualize, don't use effort, don't use willpower, nothing, nothing, nothing. Just be passive. Let it come to you. Let it flow in just a moment longer. I'm letting it go for a while, but I mean, you can get to the point where you can call it in. After a second or two, you're saturated, you're good to go, you move along. I'm all about being very efficient with energy work. All right, so let's call that good. Once again, I'd love some feedback. Anyone care to type or chat what they felt that time? Bree says she felt total peace. Awesome. Anybody else have a bit of feedback? Last call for feedback on that round before the grand finale. Angela says, almost felt like I was floating out of my chair. So I'm going to say that meant that your light body was floating out of your chair, and you were conscious as that part of you. So a part of you was floating, the light body part, and you were more conscious of that than your physical part. That's how you explain things like that. At least that's how I explain them. Oh, Jeannie says she felt deep bliss. Sounds like y'all are calling for the kind of things I call for. Okay, thanks for the feedback, everyone. It sounds like it's working. I love it. All right, so our grand finale is going to be where we all flow highest good energy to each other. This is going to include not only us live on the call, folks, but everyone who's on the archive recording anytime into time. You are going to be just as much a part of this experience as the folks on the live call, because these calls are held in the Akashic Records beyond time and space, and they don't care when you show up. You're there in real time as far as the energy of the call is concerned. Okay. So you're going to be simultaneously sending and receiving. And that would be very confusing if your ego was doing it, but it's like no problem at all for your higher self. So let's give this a shot. So if you'd like to do this with us, please repeat again out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of everyone in this event, live and via the recording. Starting now, thank you. Please be passive. And two things are happening at the same time. Energy is flowing out through you and branching out to everyone who's on the live call and ever does the recording. And at the very same time, you are receiving highest good energy from all those same people. So you just got to stay passive and just see what you feel. If you can't feel anything, just feel your breath come and go. Really note the feeling of this, how effortless it is to let your higher self send and receive at the same time. Good. Now, we're going to add a layer. Please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, please additionally send highest good energy to all beings on earth. Thank you. Just stay passive. Your higher self has no problem sending this energy to all beings on earth, which of course includes the folks in this event. See what that feels like. Good. And if you want to take it a step further, this is optional, but I invite you to do it if you want, to send it to all beings everywhere. Let's try it if you want. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to all beings everywhere for their highest good. And just let that radiate out. As always, it does itself. No effort, no willpower, no imagining, no nothing. Just be passive and let it flow all by itself. One reason I love doing this is that what you flow to, you can ultimately become aware of. So the more you flow energy to all beings everywhere, the more your consciousness starts to expand and you consciously become all beings everywhere, which, spoiler alert, is you. It's all you. It just seems like it's different beings. So you have every right to feel yourself. We'll let it flow just a moment longer. Consciously notice to what degree it feels like rays of energy flowing out and to what degree it feels like you're just becoming what you're sending to. In which case it's less like sending and more like just blending. So just see what your actual experience is. All right, relax and just become aware of your own body again. Say, thank you, Spirit. Please wrap up the flow. And a lot of us are pretty expanded, so let's one more time do embodied awakening invocation to help focus this energy into our physical body. So just repeat after me, maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. And just feel that. Now, my awareness is mainly I'm aware of my body, but boy, it does not feel like when I started. My body just feels like, even my physical body feels like a big old energy field, which, of course, is what it really is. This gives you a truer perception of that body of yours. All right. Well done, folks. And Jan says, I really felt it this time. Thank you. Awesome. Glad to hear that. Yay. Any other feedback from anybody? Can unmute or type. And that was our last thing. We're going to get some feedback and then wrap up the call. Bree, hi.
Hi. So this last time was definitely the most powerful. I started to feel more and more like energy and expansive. Mm-hmm. And with my eyes closed, it was like I could, and this wasn't through my heart center this time. It was more, I felt like through my arms, where it felt like if I waved my arms, like the energy field like would wave with it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense to you. Totally. But yeah, it felt like I can feel it emanating from my arms. Like I could see my aura, but not see it because my eyes were closed, but I felt my aura. I felt like energy.
Nice. Well done. That's exactly what I would hope you would feel. Good job. Kathy typed, wow, awesome energy, even though my Wi-Fi kept dropping out. Thanks. And Risa says, loved all beings everywhere best. Everything lit up. Yeah, that's how I close my own energy sending, as I said, when I do my own little process. Anybody else have any questions, comments, anything at all? Angela?
Well, I have to agree with Bree. That last one, I just felt a major rush at the top of my head. And I actually got some tingling and prickly feeling on my left side through my neck and down in my shoulder.
Yeah.
It was definitely different.
Hey.
More energy.
Good. Yeah, it just gets better and better the more you do this stuff.
I love it.
I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you.
All right. Last call for feedback or questions or anything at all before we wrap this baby up. All right. Thank you all so much for taking time for this. I've had a great time. We'll definitely keep repeating this every other month. And giving you all chances to practice. All right, so we're going to close the Mesa and wrap it up. Please close your eyes. Feel yourself one last time and feel your energy as I close this up. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. Thank you so very, very much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Whew. All right, that's our wrap. Thanks again, everybody, for being part of this. This is our most well-attended invocation training call so far. Really appreciate it. And we got a couple more calls this week. Check your emails to learn about those. And so grateful to each and every one of you. Thanks for being at Awakening Plus, and thanks for helping us create such a fabulous energy tonight. Big blessings to everybody, and bye-bye for now.